Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Bucks, in the meantime, they are off to Paris, taking their game on the road. Winners of 12 of their last 13, 7 in a row. Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Eric, Giannis gets to 10,000 points. The significance in your mind on, one, how quick he did it and the way he did it.
I don't know if there's a ton, honestly. And I guess I only say that because it just seems like when you talk about Giannis, he's going to do things so much bigger and better than scoring 10,000 points. And, he's not super high up on the quickness because, you know, he had a whole first season where he's kind of out of the rotation, spot starter, and then year two, he's trying to find his role. So, really it's like year three, four, five, six, and now seven, where he's really been a great scorer. So I don't know that it's super significant now, but I do think it kind of speaks to just how high up on list he's going to be by the end of his career. Like he's really hit his stride here. He's in the middle of his peak as an NBA player. And, you know, if he puts together another three or four seasons like this and then ends up going on, you know, the downside of his career, even in that spot, still putting up great numbers, like he's going to put up some truly historic numbers. And, I think for him, it was more about winning an MVP at a really young age. Like to do that at 24 years old last year was incredibly significant. So the 10,000 points to me, not quite as significant as I think some of the other honors he's kind of earned at such a young age.
Is he right now the front runner to win the MVP again this season?
Yeah. It's really tough to figure out who they might also try to give it to at this point. James Harden, the Rockets look like a complete disaster at the moment. They haven't been very good this entire season. So even though Harden is putting up historic numbers, I just don't think the team success is going to end up being there. I think a lot of people point to Harden for the team's struggles. Fact that he pounds the ball so much, that role players don't feel involved, that he's not the best defender. Like all of those things contribute to them not playing all that well. You go down the line, like Luka Doncic is certainly putting up a great season and he has great numbers, but Dallas is only fifth in the Western Conference. So I think it'd be a spot where, okay, do they end up winning 50 games? Is that enough for him to be considered? And that's kind of a tough question to figure out. Then you go to the Lakers. LeBron, Anthony Davis, I think they probably end up stealing some votes from each other. And that isn't to say either of them is not having, you know, just an incredible season. They've both been fantastic. But I do think you see the vote get cannibalized a little bit because it's two guys on the same team. Kawhi Leonard is always going to be in these conversations, but also he's also always going to not play as much as other guys. Load management is a very real thing for him. And, you know, when you go through all of that, I mean, it's tough to even figure out who else you'd even put up for the award. I mean, there's Jimmy Butler, maybe Nikola Jokic, but, I mean, that's about it. And, I mean, it just looks like to me like it's not even going to be – I'm not going to say it's going to be unanimous or anything, but it's going to be pretty hard for people to vote for anyone else as the MVP than Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Talking, by the way, with Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider. Rumors flying around today. So trades and thoughts. And look, people ask me all the time, what are they going to do to upgrade? And my question always is, what do they have to upgrade? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the tough part with this Bucks team is that I think there's probably two trade routes. There's one trade route where, you know, you package together two or three of the guys that are 8 through, I guess maybe like 6 through 11 on the roster, package up some of those guys, get one more guy that is maybe a more legit number 6 or number 7 in your rotation, and then you move your chances of winning a title up, I don't know, like say it's at 22%, you move it up to like 25%, which is nice. And obviously, I think John Horst is going to be incredibly aggressive, and he's shown that he will do anything he can to move up their probability of winning a championship, even just slightly, even if it would be to move up the probability from 22% to 22.1%, he would do it. So he's going to be incredibly aggressive. But, you know, I think that move can only move you up so much, can only make you so much better. And when you started to think about that, then I think you also started to think about, is that much of a move even worth it?
Right. Is it worth screwing up the chemistry this team has?
Correct. Is upsetting the chemistry even something that would be worthwhile? And I think it's a valid question. So that's where it becomes tough. And then, I mean, the other possibility is making a move where, you know, I think, I don't want to say blow it up, but I think there's the question still remains what Eric Bledsoe looks like in the postseason. I think some people want to apply that question to Chris Middleton as well. I think it's been fair at times. Also, he's had playoff series where he just destroys teams as well. So I don't think that question is as valid with Chris Middleton. But with Eric Bledsoe, it exists. The last two postseasons, he's kind of disappeared. And they're covered pretty well for that right now with George Hill playing incredibly well off the bench and with his ability to kind of take Bledsoe off the floor if they need to as the backup point guard. But you would also just prefer for your starting point guard to be better. So that would be the one is, you know, do you try to upgrade the point guard position and make an even bigger deal and really upset things? Like that trading one of your three best players, I mean, in a season where you're on pace for 70 wins, that would be an incredible shakeup. It would be, I mean, it'd be a hugely significant move. So I think John Horst has to balance that out as well. Those concerns still exist about Eric Bledsoe. We haven't seen him perform incredibly well as a Bucks player in the playoffs, and that is a concern because it could happen all over again. So I do think that is something to think about, but I think I just come back to ultimately they're going to be aggressive. They're going to try to see if there's a move out there, but you're the best team in the league, and not only are you the best team in the league, you're on a historic pace. Last year, they were just good. They were the best team in the league. This year, they're the best team in the league on a historic kind of pace for wins, and I think that would ultimately be pretty tough to break up and make a significant move.
Hey, before I let you go, real quick, what does it mean for this team to now be traveling abroad, going to Paris, France, and showing their product there?
I mean, I think it speaks to just how big of a star Giannis Antetokounmpo is at this point, that the Bucks were selected for this game for one reason and one reason only, and it is because they have the biggest international superstar in the world. Like, that is, there's no one bigger in the league right now, you know, outside of LeBron James, that could do this, and LeBron is obviously an American. Giannis is from Greece. He has African roots. Like, he is what I think David Stern kind of dreamed up when he wanted the league to become a worldwide entity. And now you're seeing kind of the fruits of your labor there, as Giannis is the reigning MVP, probably going to be back-to-back MVP, and he gets to show off your product on a world stage. So, I mean, to me, that's what it says, is that, you know, the Bucks are a great team, but they're led by the greatest international basketball superstar in the world. And because of that, that means you get an opportunity to do these things. And that's what you're seeing here as they go to Paris. I think really the only concern is we've seen some teams have these type of trips in the season, and it messes with their rhythm. And it messes with their routine, and, you know, it kind of throws them off. I think all four of the teams that went to India during this preseason, kind of got off to rocky starts. And not all the blame can be placed in that, but I do think there is something to be said for doing something so out of rhythm, so out of routine, that you have to find a way to recover. The Bucks have days, obviously had 4 days in front of it and 4 days after it, to kind of get back into the routine that they had, but I do still think there's a possibility that it affects them.
Eric, always a pleasure. We'll chat again next week. I appreciate it, pal, okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Talk to you later, buddy. There you go. Eric Name of the Athletic and also our Milwaukee basketball insider joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.